What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're still connecting with Jason right now. Meanwhile, over at InfoWars, they are running a story saying that Hillary Clinton is going to run again in 2020, that she's the presumptive Democratic nominee, and that it doesn't matter who votes for who in the primary, she will be given all the delegates. 2016 all over again. Hey, isn't Trump doing a good job? Okay, Jason's ready now. So joining us on the phone now is Jason Eastman, and Jason Eastman just started up a new company called Armor Combat Systems, and he's one of our newest advertisers. And the reason I asked him onto the show is I get a lot of email about this specific type of product that he is offering. So Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
And tell us about Armor Combat Systems and what it is that you're selling and why it's important in our current culture.
Well, we carry ballistic backpacks for children and adults. And why this is important is because, well, when we watch the news every day, we see the things that remind us that we need some form of passive self-defense that we can take with us in multiple locations. These are TSA compliant as well.
And you just got the company started, right? You're just cranking it up.
Yep, we're brand new.
Okay. Well, obviously, that's something a lot of people are looking at because not just the school shootings, but the police are out there firing wild. I remember in New York City, there was this incident where the police were trying to take down a suspect, and they hit something like 9 bystanders by accident. And so it really is out of control there a little bit. So these ballistic backpacks, I presume they look like ordinary backpacks. They're probably a lot heavier. And what kind of caliber ammunition will they stop?
Okay, first of all, the backpacks are surprisingly light. A lot of them, especially the child-sized ones, only weigh about 20 ounces. They're rated 3A. They're designed to stop 357, 44, 9mm, 45 caliber hollow point ammunition, and more. So,
well, I'm surprised at how light they are. I mean, can you reveal what stops the bullets? I would have assumed it was going to be some form of Kevlar, but maybe there's something new out there.
That's exactly correct. It's DuPont Kevlar. They've really come a long way with these. The child-sized ones, like I said, they're very light. The adult-sized ones are going to be heavier. You have more material. Plus, the adult-sized ones have a front and a back panel, so you have front and back ballistic protection.
Okay, so it wraps around the chest and sort of buttons in the front with a panel. Okay, that looks very interesting. I'm almost tempted to get one of these things myself, given how many people do not like me. So give us some specific examples of the different products here. I mean, describe some of the individual items.
Well, okay, like your Canvas Classic Pack runs for about $210, and basically this is features a minimalist silhouette for a stylish and ultra light backpack that's ideal for everyday use, perfectly sized, be used in a school bag for a teenager or a day pack for a small adult woman. Like I said, it has a Kevlar insert that's sewn in, and this is something that you can take with you on an airplane. It's TSA compliant. It's referred to as passive protection because you're not going to take a backpack and throw it at somebody or anything like that. But these are very versatile. They're very light, and in this day and age, very useful.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, wouldn't getting on board a plane basically body armor raise a red flag? I know not too long ago there was a big push to outlaw body armor for civilians, for ordinary citizens. Fortunately, that
right.
never got any traction. And again, it's passive stuff. Now, this clear backpack, I'm looking at your website right now. I'm going to assume that the bulletproof protection is up against the back of the wearer, which is why you can have the the clear backpack, everything showing through, which, again, that's going to make TSA relax because they can see inside and there won't be anything. So right now, basically, you have these five different product lines. And these, you also sell additional ballistic inserts. Are the inserts required for the backpacks, or the backpacks will work as advertised without them?
The backpacks already have an insert that comes with them.
Okay, so you're selling these inserts to sort of retrofit onto other items people might already own that they wish to make bulletproof. Okay.
Correct. Let's just say you have a favorite pack that you want to already put something in. Yeah.
All right, well, that would be really good. I'm looking at this tactical backpack. It's got lots of pockets, and if there's one thing I like, it's lots and lots of pockets here. So, I mean, have you had much demand yet? I mean, I know you're just starting out here, but have you had much demand for these yet?
The big thing is that a lot of people don't even know these types of things are available on the commercial market. It's one of those, if you don't know that you don't know. Mostly people think of body armor as something big and heavy that the police and the military wear. They don't think of it as for civilian use, and they don't think of it as something that they can carry in a bag that's light and functional.
Well, I can imagine, especially for the ones that wrap around the front. Yeah, we need to get the word out there. Because the United States has become a very dangerous place. Looking at the Antifa riot up there in Portland, now, to the best of my knowledge, nobody was shooting anybody, but still having a little bit of passive protection. And I understand, obviously, being a backpack, that it doesn't protect much more than the torso. But how resistant is the Kevlar to, for example, a knife blade?
It will offer knife resistance. You have to realize that blades are a different dynamic than a bullet. Bullets are more of a blunt force trauma than a knife. A knife is a design matter separator. Some would even argue that knives predate fire in civilization. So it is such a fundamental thing as far as any civilization to have a knife.
Yes.
Funny you mentioned that. It would add another layer. I know that there has been concern about knife attacks, especially with groups like ISIS and whatnot, that's been published a lot in mainstream media. So people are concerned about that as well.
Okay, so let's see. These products are basically aimed at adolescent, teen, adult backpacks, children backpack. It's a small inventory to get started here, but I do wish you a lot of success. And I've kind of run out of things to talk about here.
That's okay.
And all I can do is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about what you do and why?
Well, like I said, we're starting off with this line of products. Eventually, we'll be moving into integrative combat training, where we will be teaching things like active shooter first aid survival, basically dealing with how to use things like shirts and whatnot to make a tourniquet if you were unfortunate enough to be involved in an active shooter situation. But that's going to be more on a local area in the northwest of the United States. And that's going to be another dimension to the website that we'll be adding in the months to come.
All right. Well, that sounds really good. And again, what was your motivation for starting this company?
I saw a need.
Okay.
I saw, people were scared, and it was like, well, so I reached out and I started finding things, and I find things.
Okay, so you're not actually manufacturing these; you're finding them from other suppliers, or
no? We carry the bullet blocker and the leather back gear line of ballistic backpacks. We will be expanding into other lines later on.
All right, that's good. Okay. Jason, I have to be honest, I've run out of things to talk about. I like your products.
That's okay.
Probably going to look at one of them. I would certainly advise our listeners who are concerned about the violence in our streets to look at these products. And yes, they're pricey. Do they come with a guarantee?
They do come with a warranty. And like I said, these items are something that has been in high demand. I know some of the ballistic manufacturing items you can have a lead time of something like 14 to 21 days, depending on the manufacturer, to even ship. So if you're concerned about something happening, you might have to wait. The reason why we have these in stock is so that if somebody wants one right now, they can get it shipped next day.
Okay. All right. That sounds really, really good. Okay. I've run out of things to talk about here, and I wanted to go longer with you, but at least we introduced you to our listeners. So once again, this is Jason Eastman. He's just started a new company called Armor Combat Systems, where you can get basically bulletproof backpacks, and you can get them now without having to wait weeks for some of the other suppliers and manufacturers. Correct. So hopefully you'll take a look at his website. The ad is right at the top of our main page. And Jason, thank you for sharing time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. All right. Well, that was Jason. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to the news, the hurricane is hurricaning. The storm surge is apparently on the panhandle was up to like 12 feet, and there's a lot of owners of beachfront homes who are probably going to be having to deal with that. Right now, the wind gusts near the eye of the storm are at 155 mile per hour, and apparently they've got search and rescue teams out already for people who recklessly went out into the storm. And I got to be honest, people have been sending me these videos where they're basically out driving around taking video of the storm, even though all of the officials were saying, stay home, shelter in place. You don't go out in one of these things. All right, getting on back to immigration and globalism. Over in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema is the Democratic nominee in the Arizona Senate race. And because Arizona is very much in favor of border control, her current political website seems to indicate she would support that as well. But apparently back in 2006, she wrote a group email in which she drew equivalence between the deaths of people trying to illegally cross into the U.S. to American soldiers fighting and dying in Iraq. In one way, she was absolutely right. The immigrants are invading our country. Apparently, when detailing her views on immigration in a profile from 2009, Kyrsten Sinema said, I oppose all of them, meaning the immigration laws, a stance that does appear to differ from her current policy positions. So you got to be really careful. It's election season. Politicians will say whatever they think you want to hear to get your vote. Speaking of getting your vote, over in Germany, polls are slipping around Angela Merkel's leadership, and they're coming up on a key state elections. And it may indicate that Merkel is just not really doing well. Apparently, the Christian Social Union, which is a sister party to Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, is at 33% in Bavaria, down from around 40 just a few months ago. The Greens party is 18%, followed by the Alternative for Germany party at 14%. It does really take a while for an idea to spread through a population. There's a lot of inertia. People don't want to hear about these things. They're set in their ways. They've got their ideas. But given enough time, yeah, the idea that open borders are bad is definitely spreading, not just through Germany, but through all of the European Union. Getting on back down to Israel, Netanyahu basically has renewed his attacks on non-Jewish infiltrators. He was speaking at a Likud conference in Tel Aviv, and Netanyahu is linking the new Jewish nation state law to the issue of non-Jewish African migrants, which is what Netanyahu is calling the infiltrators in order to make them seem more negative than they are. And he says, the infiltrator problem is an extremely difficult and painful one. We need to ensure the welfare of those who are needy. And basically, Netanyahu was saying the issue of non-Jewish migrants was one of the reasons why I pushed the nationality law forward. stating that the law creates a balance for the claims that there are unlimited rights. So Israel thinks open borders are great for every nation, except, of course, for Israel. Okay. Up in New York, Mayor de Blasio has signed a bill into law that will allow New York City residents to select a third gender category on their birth certificates without having to get approval from a medical professional. And de Blasio came on out and said, New Yorkers should be free to tell the government who they are, not the other way around. So beginning the first of the year, there's going to be a non-binary identity category known as X will be available on birth certificates and other official government documents for city residents who don't consider themselves male or female. All anybody needs to do is submit an affidavit saying that I'm somewhere in between, and they can use the third box. I mean, this is just getting silly. This is just getting silly. Story coming out of mommyunderground.com. Brown University published an article in PLOS One, the Public Library of Science peer-reviewed journal, that proved adolescents are becoming transgender mainly due to peer and societal influence. They're being pressured into it. I mean, it's a peer group thing. And heading up the research is Brown University's own Dr. Lisa Littman, a physician and researcher. And then there was a huge outcry from the transgender community. How dare you say we're pressuring these kids into saying they're transgender? And Brown University removed support of the article and apologized all over the place. Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry we offended you, whatever the heck it is you are. And there was a complaint filed by trans activists. Brown University issued basically withdrew the press release talking about the research study. When you reach a point where politics overrules science, you're in a very, very dangerous place. We're going to start having people demanding that pi be set exactly to 3.0 because that's what it says in the Bible. We've already seen the hysteria over human-caused global warming. We don't need science. We have belief. We have faith. That was one of the big problems with the Dark Ages. And it may be an indicator we're already heading into there. Is that all of these civilizations, they abandoned science in favor of religious fanaticism, especially in Europe. Now, this I find to be just a little bit nitpicky. Apparently, over in Virginia, several towns in the Hampton Roads area have actually passed, not exactly a law, but a guideline, basically saying that kids over the age of 12 are not allowed to go trick or treating for Halloween, that they face fines and even jail time. I mean, seriously? Do you not have more important things to be doing than that? Now, when I was a kid, Halloween was Halloween. And kids would dress up in costumes. We usually made our own. We didn't have all these store-bought costumes here. And some of the adults would dress up. I remember this cousin, she just made this incredible ghost outfit. And if you show up at my door in a costume, you get a candy. I'm not going to be checking your age. I think this is ridiculous. This really is getting into too intrusive. It really is too intrusive. Saying that kids over 12 can't trick or treat, that to me is just silly. And maybe these city councils are doing this because they can't solve any real problems and they want to look like they're at least doing something. Like cutting the profits of the candy companies. We'll be back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to go on back to the economic news for a little bit. The story that the Dow futures were down by 1,000 points apparently originated at MarketWatch. They have now retracted that, saying it was an error. And they're saying that the Dow futures are actually ticking up a few points. I'm not sure which way to believe. Time will solve that mystery. But I can imagine that people inside the stock market are going to do anything they can to try and hold this together a little bit longer. But I basically yanked the story from my website. I don't want to start a panic, but I wasn't able to corroborate it. And now it turns out it was a mistake from MarketWatch. All righty, getting on back to political correctness. Here's an interesting little story. The snowflake culture is killing our kids. And it's talking about all this very bizarre requirements to be politically correct. You know, applause, clapping. Has been banned at a leading university in Great Britain to avoid triggering anxiety. Now you've got to do jazz hands. Got to do jazz hands. Ooh, that's how you show your approval. We don't want to cause anxiety in the students here. And interestingly enough, there was a high school. It has announced they're doing away with class rank, valedictorian, and salutatorian because it's just too stressful for kids to lose. They can't cope. I mean, part of growing up is learning to deal with real life. And this whole snowflake culture, it's creating a very weak, emotionally weak, unresilient population. Now, maybe that's part of their plan to control everybody. You know, do what I tell you or I'll say a bad word, which they already kind of do that anyway. But I think they're doing these kids a disservice. When did sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt me become irrelevant? So, speaking of schools, apparently out in California at a high school, there was an incident at Herbert Hoover High School in Glendale where the kids basically got into a brawl, which resulted in the police being called and several student suspensions. And apparently it got triggered by friction between the various refugee populations. Parents are saying their children, there's a racial tension on campus between the Armenian students, who are apparently the largest ethnic group in the school. This is Glendale, California. And the Armenians are the majority population here. And they got into a tussle with the football team, who are mostly Black, Latino, and other ethnicities. One of the parents saying, this is what's stressing out the students. They can't concentrate. And you're going to love this one. Over at the BBC, they're pushing the SJW, LBT, QQI, CAP, F2K agenda. They have hired a British Iraqi gay non-binary Muslim to explain why quantum physics determines gender identity. Now, I know a little about quantum physics, and I think this is a load of nonsense, but this is the BBC. And by the way, for those of you out there who watch BBC, I don't know about you, I was a little disappointed in the season premiere for Doctor Who. And I don't have a problem with the new doctor being a woman, and she's very bright and very energetic. I just thought the script was weak. For a season premiere, the script was just formulaic. It's the same thing that we've seen time and time again. Of course, after all these years, it's probably hard to come up with a really radically new idea. But I think somebody at BBC needs to do that, because I think the franchise is just worn out here. And, of course, it's all politically correct, completely mixed race cast, you know, a female Doctor Who. This witch hunt climate that arose out of the Kavanaugh hearings is starting to get a little out of hand. Apparently, up at the University of Washington, students created a website to allow users to anonymously post the names of men who have allegedly committed sexual assault. And the website is called Make Them Scared UW. It does not vet any of the accusations in any meaningful way. It's just a place where people can log on in and say, this man did this nasty thing to me. Shun him, shun him. The only problem is it's opening up the University of Washington to massive defamation lawsuits. And I hope those students, too, will get named on that website. We're going to be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this feminist witch hunt mentality that all men are presumed guilty, that women should be believed, that they would never, ever, 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 ever lie about something as serious as rape, when history is definitely very much against them on that one. So there's an article that came on out here saying that empirical research and data matter too. And it's saying basically the liberals have made a cottage industry of using sensitive and explosive issues to hatch political movements like Me Too, Black Lives Matter, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and now this taking a knee during the national anthem in the NFL. And this exploitation causes a lot of harm to what otherwise might be legitimate claims about rape, police use of force, sexual harassment. And we're already starting to see a pushback where men are saying, I'm not going to hire a woman into my office because somewhere down the road she could hit me with, you know, this false rape charge. So this is actually causing harm to women. And the same thing happened back in the 1990s during that whole militant feminist, male bash, rape crisis climate. It wound up with ordinary women who were real victims of rape being ignored. But the people who are driving these political movements, they don't really care about women or blacks. They're just pawns to be used in their political games here. They don't care about the truth. It's just winning. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to mention something about that make them scared thing, which I think you might have been just talking about as well. But you just said something about hiring women. Well, it's not just hiring women. In this day and age, it could be anyone making the false accusation. I mean, another talk show host just had a case of someone who said that, you know, though he didn't, you know, make any advances or do anything appropriate, he thought he was grooming him for gay sex, and that was just an allegation that was made. So, am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine here.
Okay,
but hang on. The overwhelming preponderance of these false allegations are generally women against men. May be a few gays who are playing the same game. But the public perception is this is a big problem. Remember back in 2014, Rolling Stone wrote this article about this brutal gang rape at the University of Virginia. Then they had to retract that. Turned out to be completely false. Back in 2006, the accusations against innocent members of the Duke University lacrosse team. There have been cases where women have agreed to consensual sex, then regretted it the next day.
Right.
What happens if a couple breaks up and the woman gets revenge by saying, he raped me?
Right. Yeah, shades of the 90s, as you say. But I'm wondering if there's any way in which, like, the I Am Spartacus approach could help. Like everybody is a suspect, you know, everybody is, you know, but I think the only thing I see working, okay, well I want to make one point. I think foundationally, the reason this stuff happens, and I try to make this point all the time, is because of the ethical, you know, clarion call of situational ethics that says the ends justify the means. This allows when someone believes that their cause is just, and therefore anything in the way of lying or false accusations, anything they do is justified because of their ends. So that's one that's their foundational problem. And then our society just as we saw in the Kavanaugh controversy, we've got to get back to an understanding of the presumption of innocence and due process and all that. President Trump made a mistake when he issued his public apology to Kavanaugh the other day. He said something about that he had been proven innocent, and that is a huge legal faux pas. No one is ever proven innocent. That's proving a negative, okay? No one has ever proven innocent. They are presumed innocent always proven guilty. So all these things, getting away from consequentialist ethics and understanding the importance of presumption of innocence and due process and the right to due process for all accused. If we give this up, we're not America.
Yeah. Well, we're not giving it up. We're fighting to keep it as much as possible. But the liberals, they want to take that away. They want a world in which they can, you know, denounce people and send them off to the guillotine without so much as a trial.
Right. And if that doesn't tell someone that they're dealing with something that would degenerate into persecutory, intolerant tyranny and horrible, horrible, horrible miscarriages of justice, they just don't understand the rudimentary ideas of law. You know, and things that make society work. So,
yes.
All right, Mike. That's all I had.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and you need to go back and you need to look at history. These things do happen. The LaSalle basketball players were accused of rape, and they were dragged through the media. Their lives were made very difficult. They lost. scholarships and other opportunities because of it, and in the end, they were exonerated. Now, Melania Trump has come on out saying that the Me Too movement is important, but women and men should also have hard evidence when making allegations of sexual assault. She says, I support the women and they need to be heard. We need to support them, and also men, not just women. But you need to have really hard evidence that if you are accused of something or you're accusing somebody of something, show the evidence. She's absolutely right. She's not only our hottest first lady, she's got brains. Monica Lewinsky had evidence, remember? So, anyway, getting on back to what happened up in Portland, there was something going on there where they're trying to portray Antifa as the victims. And there's a video of these Black Lives Matter attacking an old lady in a wheelchair. They were simply surrounded a white guy and screamed that he's a member of the KKK. Very uncivil behavior. And apparently there was one guy who drove away from the protest, the mob, in his car. Didn't hit anybody, didn't knock anybody down. The Portland police want to charge him with crimes. So it's, why is Black Lives Matter and Antifa so protected? Here's a good illustration of what's going on. This came out of Judicial Watch. Up in UC Berkeley, there was this teacher who sued to block Judicial Watch from obtaining public records about her violent Antifa activism. And a federal judge basically threw it out of court, saying it's entirely frivolous. So this, actually, it's a middle school teacher, Yvette Filarka, and she's a national organizer for a leftist radical group. And last year, Judicial Watch filed a California Public Records Act request to get information about her violent activism. Now, she turned around and said, I'm the victim of a political witch hunt, and she sued in district court to keep the records private. The judge said, no, this is frivolous. All right. Remember Jamie Lee Curtis? Very outspoken advocate for gun control. Guns are bad. We've got to get rid of the guns here. Seen her new movie, Halloween? She's walking around there with a gun. She's going to shoot Michael Myers. Put him out of his misery. Again, a little bit of hypocrisy. You have all these Hollywood stars who make movies with guns from which they make lots of money. And then they go on out and they do the liberal thing. Oh, guns are bad. You shouldn't have guns. Well, if guns are bad, stop making movies glorifying guns. Like Shooter, which is all over the cable channels right now here. Getting on back to the NFL, they have done something which I'm sure they thought was going to solve the problem of the kneeling, but it has enraged the fans. Instead of marching across the field with the flag of the United States of America, they have created a new flag. And it's a single white stripe, a single red stripe, and a single blue stripe, and there are some stars on the blue stripe. It's not really the flag of the United States, so you don't have to kneel anymore. Problem solved. Not really. A lot of people are very upset about that. Unless the NFL has declared itself a sovereign country into its own right. There's been another one of these ridiculous cases where gays will go into a Christian bakery, order something they know to be offensive to the baker, and then take them to court. And over in Great Britain, this went all the way to Great Britain Supreme Court. The case lasted 4 years. And it cost British taxpayers about $197,000. And the court ruled that the bakery in Belfast had not acted in a discriminatory manner by refusing to bake a cake with support gay marriage on top of it. Now, I remember when I was a kid, it was sort of an axiom of any retail business. We reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. And I think the LGBTQ community has made a bad mistake. They should have settled for acceptance because they came on out and said, we're gay. We want you to accept us as we are. And most of us, a couple of holdouts, most of us said, yeah, we accept you. That's fine. Now they've gone further. Now they're trying to basically force into areas where their presence is offending and angering people and trying to use the courts to bludgeon getting their way. To me, it's just common sense. If you go into a bakery and they don't want to make the cake that you want, find another baker. You know, or just if the message was support gay marriage, buy a cake and you can get one of those little squirt can frosting things and put the message on it yourself. But no, let's go to court. Let's make an issue about this. Let's prove our victimhood by wrecking this baker's business. So anyway, the bakery has responded publicly. The general manager, Daniel MacArthur, came on out saying how pleased they were. The Supreme Court emphatically accepted that they did not turn down the order because of the person who made it, but because of the message itself. He said, family businesses like ours are free to focus on giving all their customers the best service they can without being forced to promote other people's campaigns. And like I said, just get a plain cake. Go to the supermarket, get a squirt can of frosting. They're in the baking aisle. You can put whatever message you want on that cake, and there's no big fuss about it. Now, as you know, we've had a problem in this country with police shootings. And 2 years ago, there was this case where a jury could not reach a verdict in the case of South Carolina police officer Michael Slager, who shot 50-year-old Walter Scott in the back as Scott slowly ran away. And then the police officer picked up his taser and placed it on Scott's body in a blatant effort to corrupt the crime scene. And he got away with it. And he got away with it because he told the jury that he was afraid. He, an armed police officer, was afraid of this 50-year-old man. But apparently, the juries have had enough of that because in August and October of this year, in two different cities, two different states, two different juries have now convicted police officers for murdering young black men in abuses of power, arguably less egregious than Slager's cold-blooded murder of Scott. We have to hold the police to account. All sense of control and restraint seems to be leaving our society. And I know I keep harping on this again, but there was an article that came on out basically showing studies that so many people are on antidepressants. And of course, they are what they don't fully metabolize is going into the water treatment centers. And there are now detectable levels of antidepressants in the water supply. We use a lot of antidepressants in this country. One out of every four people are on them. Same thing over in Great Britain. And so people are drinking this stuff out of the tap. And we're seeing more and more crazy behavior all over the world. And it's a legitimate question to ask. Are we drugging ourselves insane? Because how else do you explain this bizarre behavior? I think there's an issue there where people just, they're not thinking clearly. They've got poor impulse control. We were talking the other day about this police chief was jerking off in an elevator in front of children. and then he was caught following girls down the beach, jerking off behind them. Does that sound like a rational human being or somebody with poor impulse control? And we know police do a lot of antidepressants. I think there's a serious, serious problem there. I'd like to find a way to validate it. But I remember my one bad experience with antidepressants. Apparently down in Florida, well, I'm going to save this until after the commercial break. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today on this Wednesday. And apparently they had this online prostitution sting in Florida that resulted in 277 arrests for online prostitution and human trafficking. And the people arrested included doctors, pharmacists, law enforcement officers. Now, they called it Operation No Tricks, No Treats. And basically, undercover detectives posted fake ads or profiles online posing as prostitutes. And they just arrested those people. Now, hang on a second. This actually happened a year ago. My apologies on that one. It's an outdated article. I have to be more careful about that. Right now, Patton Oswalt is out there. He's an actor and comedian, and he's on the global warming bandwagon. He said that global warming is a meteor that will strike in our lifetimes. They're really pushing this idea that something must be done within the next 12 years. And it's really a hard sell. And I think the reason they're rushing it is we're going to have another hard winter. It's already hitting early here. Google is in a lot of trouble, and we're probably going to have to talk about most of this tomorrow. But apparently they lied about their Project Dragonfly with this China censorship project. And there's been a leaked transcript that revealed a lot of the inner workings of Google, saying that they are, in fact, now very pro-censorship, not just for China, but for here in the United States of America. Now, Google is trying to downplay the project and said it's no big deal here. And according to one Google source, this was total bovine excrement, according to The Intercept, which published the leaked transcript. Now, Google is trying to basically come out and say, well, we're going to be good censors. You know, we have to abandon free speech for safety and civility. And, of course, that's now backflashing on them because of all the censorship that was happening in 2016, the censorship against the Alternative for Germany party in Germany, and all the censorship we're seeing in the run-up to the midterms. Now, an official Google source said the leaked document should be considered internal research and not an official company position. Meanwhile, Google is in other trouble because they hid this user data breach from the public out of concern Congress would take action. This goes back to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. This is coming out of the Wall Street Journal. Now, the incident exposed users' names, email addresses, birthdays, genders, general locations, occupations, relationship status, and photos. And it was caused by a software glitch in Google Plus, which has now been shut down. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he has lots of interesting things to share with you as well. Take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, especially this liberal insanity. Please remind everybody that Google, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are filtering conservative conversations. They're trying to rig the elections once again for the liberals. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.